Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network with the Commodity Open. Triple-digit losses overcame the cattle market last Friday as it continues to be driven by the avian flu. Traders are worried more about consumer perception rather than actual food safety. Therefore, impact on demand is a concern. Also weighing on the markets is the fact that the National Agricultural Statistics Service has announced it is canceling the July cattle report, as well as county estimates for livestock and crops, beginning with the 2024 production year, which is going to bring less transparency in the market as we can't be certain of other reports. Today, we've backed off from those losses. May feeders up $2.78 at $236.98. August up $2.40 at $247.90. June live cattle up $2.35 at $173.83. August up $2 even at $170.75.
It's time for a crop nutrition plan that gets more return from every drop. A plan that starts with ProGerminator, a complete phosphorus fertilizer product that includes nitrogen, potash, and iron. ProGerminator features both readily available and controlled-release phosphorus with minimal danger of tie-up in the soil. And it produces faster, earlier growth that continues through the season. AgroLiquid has precisely what it takes to help you succeed like never before. Find out more at agroliquid.com.
This branding season, let Western Ranch Supply lend a helping hand with one of our popular cap tables. We carry a full selection from industry leaders like Cow Country, Filson, Foremost, MSF, Prefert, and Rupp. From traditional to hydraulic, these cap tables are tough and durable, not to mention easy to use for both operators and safe for your calves. Stop by our stores in Billings or Great Falls or visit WesternRanchSupply.com. Western Ranch Supply, your branding headquarters.
Last week's supply and demand report for the month of April showed that world grain supplies are adequate for the most part. Although we don't have tight supplies to fundamentally support the market, Russian wheat values have been going up lately, which is helpful to our traders' minds. A storm is expected to move into the Rocky Mountains and Plains this week, which is going to be very helpful. May Chicago wheat is down 8 cents at 548, July down 7.5 at 563 and a quarter. May Minneapolis, hard red spring wheat down 2 cents at 640 and 3 quarters of a cent. July down 1.5 at 648 and a half. May Kansas City, hard red winter wheat down 4 cents at 585 and 3 quarters. July down 5 and a quarter at 581 and 3 quarters of a cent. May beans down 8 and 3 quarters at 1165. July down 8.5 at 1178 and a quarter. May corn down 3 cents at 432 and a half. And the July contract down 3 and a quarter at 444. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Northern Ag Network for the Commodity Open. I'm Grace McDonald.